अल्लाह करे उस पे हराम आतिश है दोज़ख, आतिश है दोज़ख, जिस शख्स के हो दिल पे लिखा नामे मोहम्मद, जिस शख्स के हो दिल पे लिखा नामे
Thank you, Sue, and if you guys listen, you all would get your CD admin arrangement. I want to say a special hello to Shan Khan. Assalamu alaikum, brother. And you know, I have you listed on my phone here as Brother Inshan Flood Help. You know, it had been some time you might have pledged and donated to some flood relief we did. So I have your name here still as Brother Inshan, but I got a message saying that this is Shan Khan. Thank you very, very, very much indeed. I want to also say thank you to Pete. He's going to be picking up one. We have also Zahir and not my Zahir. I'm a buddy Zahir. But listen, I have the names. We're going to get all out to you. And yes, I'm going to share a little more Jimmy Hussein in a little bit. But I have one of our listeners and a longtime friend on the phone. I want to bring him on as we say hello and welcome, Mr. Shulan Durga. How are you?
Doing very well, Richard. Very well. Thank you.
Well, look at, I could talk to you now like if we're on FaceTime. And where exactly you are?
I'm in Orlando, Florida right now.
Orlando. And, you know, you've been watching us there for how long now?
I think it's about just shortly after you began the television station.
Right.
You know, I've been watching you on and off, you know, enjoying the shows.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say, this is how I met him. He was watching the show, and I couldn't believe how we have so much in common. Now, the next little while, we will be able to bring him on and put him on live. It's just that I need some help here, because I need somebody to do some mixing, sharing the commercials, and so much happening. And then on the other side of the television, we need some coordination. So we have one person there, but I'm alone here. Or else, we would be able to, with the help of Jaina next week, we would be able to bring this conversation and bring a video of him on television. So bear with us, we are getting there. But I met him over the phone and found out that he has been a radio TV producer in Canada for many, many years. So walk us through that. You were out where, in Winnipeg, correct?
Yes, out in Winnipeg, Canada. Came out there in about August of 74, and realized that there was a vacuum, mm-hmm. a big void for our culture in the media, you know. And I started with a television program, short news program called Trinidad and Tobago Today, where I did news from Trinidad on a Sunday evening. I think it was about 6 o'clock in the evening. And from that, I started a television program for half an hour weekly.
In Winnipeg, right?
In Winnipeg, yes, yeah. Yes. Featuring Caribbean culture with news and interviews as well. Then I went on to radio and did some shows on CJUM FM 101. And after that, I went to QX 93, where I did Caribbean Cruise, That was the name of the program up there that I did for quite a few years. And then I moved to Toronto after that.
Now, when he came to Toronto, and this is something I didn't know, because tell us a little bit. You had a program called the Chutney Cruise. You came up with that name. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I came to Toronto, I realized that there was a void also for chutney music. There was, I mean, it was saturated with the soca and reggae, but there was no chutney show. Now, I remember Riaz Bash.
Right. You know,
had a show.
Dantel Radio.
Yes, he had a show. Yes. Now, before it was Dantel Radio, it was another name, right? But I remember calling. There was no chutney being played, right? No chutney being played, just soca. And I called Riaz, and I said, Riaz, why don't you play some chutney music?
So what kind of music he was playing then? Because when I heard Dantel Radio,
it was
like
calypso.
That. Oh, really?
Calypso.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because so I remember hearing him and was real chutney. And listen, that gentleman was really, that's the first time I heard something different than here in the Caribbean shows, right? And he used to carry on a really, really nice show. And he too have a story. And people don't notice the struggle and the fight down it have in radio. And I wish Riaz back. Or I don't know where he is, but he was somebody I wanted to hook up with for the longest while. But sorry, go ahead. So you got into chutney music, telling him to play.
So, yeah, I told him, I said, well, you're playing soca music. Why don't you play chutney music? You know, put chutney in the mix, you know? And sure enough, after that, he started doing it. And I remember him telling me that he was getting some pushback right, from the community in general. And I told him, I said, don't worry about it, Riaz. For every one listener you lose, you're going to get 100.
Right.
So just play the chutney, you know, put the chutney on as well, right? And he did that, and of course, eventually, the program changed to Dantel Radio. After a while, let's see, I was helping Jai with the Caribbean Connection program.
Jai was
sometimes when he went to Trinidad. Yes, on Chin. When he was not available, he would have me substitute for him, fill in for him. And I also suggested to him that we do some, put some chutney music, you know?
Right.
Because when I'm filling in for him, I used to play my chutney too. You know? And sure enough, he agreed that we should do a program on Monday. And he knew of my program from when I played Chutney Cruise, and we adopted the name.
Caribbean Cruise.
He knew that. Caribbean Cruise. So we kind of put the cruise, and we put chutney there, and we put make it into Chutney Cruise.
Right. And that's why I say we cross paths without knowing. I was the host on Jai's program, the Chutney Cruise, for a few years well. And that I didn't know the name came from you and where it originated. And then to run into you like this, and you know, you have that love for media. You have that love for doing what I do now. And I mean, I love it. I like the radio thing. The TV thing is not my thing, honestly. But
You're doing very well.
I had a reason for getting into that, and today, once we finish and we flip that switch and we on, is a milestone in my career and our community to have a 100% Caribbean programming on two of the major carriers, cable companies. That's I believe we should feel
congratulations. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And you know, it's people like yourself and Riaz Baksh and the late Mervyn Hassan Ali and Jai Ojemaraj.
Yes,
and,
I remember him. Yes.
McDonald, J.C. McDonald, the Mr. Carl Redhead, Imzan Hussein, Ken Singh, the late Ken Singh of Brightside Productions.
Yes.
You know, they all...
Buddy Singh as well, Buddy
Singh.
Singh,
that's right. And Pandit Jairam and others. And so, you know, people don't know the amount of effort and work go behind the scene. And speaking of a fellow called Mike, and Mike, you know, at one time I was waiting to collect some money and we were talking. And he bridged me. He said, Richard, no, go ahead and don't wait here anymore. And I couldn't believe how many, about 15 years later, he still remembered that. And, you know,
wow.
in a negative way, though. He was, because he was disagreeing with something I wrote about cricket. But Charlie would tell stories about other TV producers and they coming and wanting to get marketing and advertising and all that. It is an uphill fight. Let me tell you, these days it's even worse. So I want to salute you and thank you for all what you do and what I've done over the years.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad we have a chance to chat and let people know, because they might hear the name Chutney Cruz and don't know where it come from. And you, for your effort and your love for this, even Riaz Baksh, you know, even DJ Riyad, a good friend of ours, who's right now recovering from a major accident.
But wishing all the best.
Yeah, and you know, they all contributed, so I just feel fortunate, and I know their names I'm not remembering now, but boy, we have to sit down and do a show to remember those who paved the way and to bring us where we are. But one of the things I can remember when I started,
I love that, go ahead,
I feel really, really blessed. Here's the thing, I started a half hour show 6:30 to 7, half an hour on Chin Radio. I went and I met Mr. Dario and I pitched him the idea, but I had to pay, nevertheless. Oh, and let me not forget Hot Like Pepper U97, my friend Anand and Ingrid Rampersad Singh. But, you know, so I started that show 6:30 to 7, and when I say blessed, that show, I got the name from the late Moin Muhammad. I was flanked with a pitch here that I went to present an award to Mr. Moin Muhammad, and one side was the late Kamaluddin Muhammad, and on the other side, Moin Muhammad. And to be in the company of them, no, they were friends of my father, but they were stalwart in the media and in the political arena.
Definitely.
You know, Kamaluddin Muhammad.
Definitely.
And they were the one who encouraged me. And I remember when we started and getting a little fight down, Moin said to me, he said, you know, people don't throw stone at barren trees. He said, ever see anybody pelting a male chenna tree? and with that, we continued. We ended up doing radio on Chin. I was working with Jai on the shows on Monday night. It went on to CJMR on a Sunday. We had airtime on 12:16, I believe, at one time. 7:70, we've been here the longest. But when I started that, I worked with people like Moin Muhammad, who gave us the name, Moin Muhammad, who gave me the opening of the program, and people like Ishri Singh. He was a legendary broadcaster, and he was a dear friend of mine, and always willing to help with through his nephew Jainanan. And Ishri continued that friendship over many, many, many years, and working with people like Robot Digital Recording Studio. He worked at the GBC back in Guyana, and the amount of friends he introduced me to, stalwart in the business. I worked with J.C. McDonald, Imzan Hussein, and others. So I feel, you know, throughout this radio journey, I've been really, really fortunate to be with among some of the best. Jai Ocha Maharaj also is one of them.
Of course.
Harold Hussein and others. When we started the CJMR, was it 97.5. As of today, if you go to CRTC and you check under Richard Aziz at CRTC, you would see my pitch for that license. I work alongside Dr. Love and others to secure that license. It was a failed attempt, but then he got a call back saying that there was a sideband of the CBC station, and he should apply. And he got some contact with the Conservative Party, and the Prime Minister invited him up to his home and whatnot. And he got it, but you know, it was
good.
I learned a lot for the past 25 years, and we're hoping to continue serving our community. And, you know.
Definitely.
So, you, Mr. Durga, I'm hoping now that people hear your voice, and, you know, you have a beautiful voice for news and everything else. So, hoping you would join us
and
produce something with us. How about that?
Sure. We'll discuss it further. My heart is always in the media, especially for the Caribbean community and providing them that service that they need, you know. How can I put it? To feel at home while you're not at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
For them to feel at home in the Caribbean when they're not at home, you know, that back home feeling, and to promote the culture, and especially for the younger ones who are coming up as well.
Oh, and speaking about Mr. Shea Ali, and I just want to don't forget his name, Mr. Paul Chima. Paul Chima, another giant in the promotion business in the East Indian scene here. Chris Sukul, another giant in the business. We want to say thank you to all those who worked with us and assisted us over the years. So, anybody in Toronto you want to say hello to?
Oh, of course, I say hi to Jai and speedy recovery to my friend Riyad, Riyad Bash.
Riyad
Mohammed. Sorry to hear what happened, but Riyad Mohammed. Sorry to hear what happened, Riyad. Wishing you all the best and you in our prayers.
Yes, and once again, my brother, thank you. Anybody else, feel free to give us a call if you've been listening to us over the years and you're still here with us. Oh, gosh, give Mamu a call. 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. Thank you very much, my brother, and let me play you a next nice Jameer Hussein.
Okay, thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Now continue listening. And
this is another project that we started at Caribbean Shabnam Radio. And pretty much proud to own this recording from the late Jameer Hussein. Again, if you'd like to get a copy, five more copies going out. Just text me where you're listening to us or watching us from and the platform you were using. 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. Just say, give us a name number, we get you a CD, okay?
दिल ये गाया दीन अल्लाह का जगाया दीन अल्लाह का मोहम्मद नाम ले लेकर पढ़ो कलमा मोहम्मद का मोहम्मद नाम ले लेकर करो इस्लाम को कायम मोहम्मद नाम ले लेकर पढ़ो
The voice of Jimmy Hussein, and again you're listening to Shabnam Radio on 770 AM WTOR, and again we are also live on Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime TV. You can catch us at www.caribbeanshowtime.com. We're also streaming today live on Facebook, and this program is live on all IPTV boxes. Under Caribbean, you look for us under Caribbean Showtime HD, and please let us know if you're enjoying the program, where you're watching us from. To let you know, those of you living outside of the GTA, listen, we want you, if you're in town, come and check this one out. And of course, the local resident has been dropping by. Island People West Indian Market, located at 249 Queen Street East in Brampton, at Queen and Hanson. Now under new management, and for all your fresh fruits and vegetables, check them out. They have the Shadow Benny. I think we should call them the Shadow Benny Queen, you know. Ayana and her staff, they always selling out, and they're bringing lots of fresh bandania. Also, they have pimento and roll-up bush flown in weekly. In stores, they have fresh baked currant roll, coconut, and sweetbread, coconut bake. I believe it's $3. You can't go wrong. Fresh, hot coconut bake. Also, you can get their currant roll made fresh, and their sweetbread. That reminds me, I have to pass and pick up a sweetbread. Take advantage of their dog special, the Drake, for only $33. Three hen for $65 at the hen dock, the female dock, right? Stewing hen, you know, like some of them, old fowl. three for $17. Gilbaka, $6.99 a pound. Call them at 905-796-0000. Easy number. So before you go down, you want to know what they have special. Like they have that plum was in season. I'm not sure if it still is, if they have any. But they have some really nice plum and all that. Island People West Indian Supermarket, located at 249 Queen Street East in Brampton. Friendly service with fair pricing. Again, Krish Roti and Doubles. You know, Krish is the man behind all the leaners who started them up. Franchise them out. Now he's starting his brand, Krish Roti and Doubles. Now, a few of you went over already, 55019 Spectrum Way in Mississauga, where you can buy 5 doubles and get 5 free. But Krish was on the phone with us, remember, and you could buy 100 roti, you get 100 free. Seriously, so you could take 100 paratha, mix it, 100 dalpuri. They open 7 days a week, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And of course, breakfast all day for $11.99. Yes, you heard me, $11.99. Give them a call at 905-238-5700. 905-238-5700. Hey, Krish, if you're Kish, as in Krish, give me a call if you're listening. You want to hear about that. Also want to tell you about the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha. At 130 Westmore Drive, unit number 1582. We could cordially invite you and your family to attend their Navratri celebration commencing on Sunday the 15th of October and concluding on the 23rd. Puja nightly is from 7 to 9 p.m. And on Tuesday the 24th, they'll be having Vijayadashmi on October the 24th. And again, for more information, please contact Pandit P. Tiwari at 647-852-9130. That's the same number you can call to get your tickets. In fact, we should find out where the ticket outlets, any member of the Toronto Dharmic Sabha would have tickets. So Pandit number is 647-852-9130. 647-852-9130, or visit them at SriKrishnaMandir.org for more information. Anybody from Trinidad watching? Listen, I'm looking for some police in Trinidad. You know, we hear about breaking and murders and stuff like that, right? But some of us never been a victim of it. And this is the closest ever that I and my family have been. We have our home, our ancestral home in Trinidad, Claude Street, Laramie. And our dear friend Tony, who everybody know Tony if they know Richard or the Aziz family. Tony has been living in Laramie, they had a home for maybe close to 40 years. But he got sick and was in a hospital. And I guess some of the people who he would know, and they were afraid of Tony because he was a big guy, he wasn't in the house, and four guys went in, broke in, and took out most of the appliances, etc. Now, we don't use it, we're not there, we couldn't care about those things, really. But you know, I never thought I'd feel so violated knowing somebody went into your home, ransacked, and they could go back at any time because nobody is there. Now we are making and taking, making measures. My uncle is there and he's doing I couldn't say how much we appreciate everything he's been doing, but we're making an arrangement to go. But I just wanted to say, even in Toronto, in Canada here, there are so many home breaking. So, you know, we might think it is normal, this is Canada, but we have crime everywhere. And a friend of mine went to deliver some coconut, Nigel, in Rexdale, and it was still evening, 6 o'clock, and the gentleman refused to open and give him a good talking about, tell us when you're coming, don't just come because they have a neighborhood watch and there's so many breakings. And they're old couples, 75 and 70 something years old, and they were scared to open the door. You know, you wouldn't hear these stories because on television, we hear the major crimes and all of that and so much happening. But believe me, there are more that in the city that is happening that we don't hear about. The reason I'm sharing this with you is so that we could take and be a little more careful of our surroundings, secure our homes. It's that time we have to check the batteries for the smoke alarm, the carbon monoxide and stuff like that. Please, these things are not no joke. Another friend of mine had put a box on a stove in the basement. They don't use it. It's just an extension of the counter, so you rest it on the stove. And boy, the whole thing catch a fire. The box was with a bunch of electrical stuff. He was lucky in that they went down and they moved the box and had a fire extinguisher. How many of us have fire extinguishers in our homes? Maybe you'd look into investing in the right one. For the kitchen, you might need one for the stove, a special one. You might need one for other things. So secure our homes is a big investment, and our families especially. Just a short reminder to do so. Those of you who like to give us a call, 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772, and we'd love to hear from you. So we continue though. I'll play some more music. Let me see. What can we share with you? Know, we were the first in Canada to really start with the classical, and for years and years, and I mean, some people would bear testimony to that we have been playing a lot of those classical music. Not only the Jimmy Hussein, but the Sputnik and stuff like that. And now we have, because I think the children, you know, they're really following up in that. And one of the artists who would be performing at Diwali Jalsa is Damien from New York, and he is carrying that tradition very, very well, not only in New York, but across North America. He would be there. And I just want to say that since we started this program 25 years ago, that was our intention, to bring and share classical music. And I've been doing that even on a primetime show like this. But so we continue to do so. So we have listeners who look forward to that type of music, and I thought I would just share some with you. Again, we're looking to get some more producers here on the program. If you'd like to join us as a producer, presenter, feel free to drop me a line at info@CaribbeanShowtime.com. That's info@CaribbeanShowtime.com, and we'd be happy to sit with you and, you know, provide whatever necessary training we can and assist you to bring your show to the program. As we say hello, who we have on the line?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Richard, Farooqi.
My brother Farooqi, how are you doing?
I'm listening to you a little bit with my friend here, Kasim, in the car.
Oh, Assalamualaikum, Kasim.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're listening to your radio.
You see, yesterday he was on the radio, Nobel Froki, and I was we were interviewing him and talking, and then he said, I didn't realize he had a son. And those of you who don't know, this is a young man who is from, where again, boy?
Uganda.
Uganda, and he is a refugee here, and he, together with a staying at the Edward Boulevard, and Saida Khatija Center, have kind of adopted them all and working with them and helping them. They just got their work permits, and, you know, winter is coming.
Looking for a job, even anybody.
Yes, so if anybody would like to get offer a job, we spoke to Teresa Faruqi, so you'd know, and he has an appointment, 11 o'clock, and Terry is saying, listen, how many of you are there? And Terry is making arrangement to come and speak to them all. So I was going to get you and Terry coordinated, so maybe you could bring them to the masjid.
No problem, anytime. Anyway, I call you congratulations on your hard, dedicated work over the years, providing music and information to the community.
You know, Brother Fulke.
You are number one in that area.
And for Brother
Fulke. God bless you.
Brother Fulke, thank you very much. And he is one of my few friends that worked with me and Tick and Tin on this program. In fact, when we pitched the idea of doing this TV thing, he was the one. Brother Faruqi, I'm thinking to do this. What do you think? And, you know, you think we could do this? And without a doubt, he said, go for it. He would support me. And he went out and was looking. He sent me to see places to open up the studio and all that. So, Brother Faruqi, I want to say thank you, and may God continue to bless you and your family.
Yeah, all the best to you, and I hope the community give you back some reward, because you work very hard for this community.
You know, somebody
for
tell
your
me.
Your community.
He said that, he said, Brother Richard, you don't have to get the thanks here. You want it here or you want it in Jannah. So I say, you know what, let me sign up for that. Jannah it is. So thank you very, very much indeed. What are you doing with that fellow now? You're taking him home or you're dropping him off here?
No, I'm looking for a job for him.
Okay.
I got a few places here. Try to help him get a job.
Good. So anybody listening, he is 27-year-old, a former mechanic from Uganda, hard working, willing to do anything.
He is very hard dedicated.
Yes, and he's willing to come. So I spoke to a friend, Riyadh, out in Oakville, and he is aligning up something. So if he doesn't get anything, he have a couple of days at Riyadh, please. So anybody watching, anybody would like to get in touch with him, feel free to reach out to me, 416-832-7293, and we could make it happen. Brother Faruqi, thank you very much.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, Assalamualaikum. That is Brother Faruqi Baksh, of course, a former chairperson of Human Concern International, one of the biggest NGOs in Canada, doing great, great work indeed. I want to say hello to Jai Sitaram to Pandit Donnie, who is in, Pandit Donnie is in St. Madeline. Guys, the phone in, please call 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. I'd love you to try that number, 416-848-7772. So Pandit Donnie, he was here recently, he just went back, and last week we dedicated the Hanuman Chalisa on behalf of his family who wasn't here to Pandit Donnie, and he's joining us, and he's promising, he's our official Shabnam Radio Caribbean Showtime Pandit, he says. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Richard.
Yes, Kapil Bisoon. Welcome to Shabnam Radio.
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
I'm well, my brother.
Well, on the first day of beautiful fall afternoon, the first day of fall, but I would be sharing if I didn't call to congratulate you on 25 exceptional years, you know, Richard, and congratulations. I know the good times you have had, and if I may say so, I know the difficult times you have had, but you have stuck to your mission. You have always stuck to your mission, and you wanted to achieve this, and you have achieved what you want set out to achieve. You have brought the community closer. You are like a cultural impresario ambassador. I remember having been in the Trinidad and Tobago High Commission when you were honored as one of our five individuals, outstanding individuals of the diaspora here in 2012, and you were so honored in Ottawa, the High Commission, And you also named, in that book, the Distinguished Diaspora Members. So congratulations, Richard. Really and truly, you are a beacon to a lot of us. Personally, for me and my family, you have been there for us in our time of need. And I want to wish you and yours all blessings for another 25 years of continued service to our community.
Cap, thank you very much. And you know, and that was one of the proudest moments to be recognized by our esteemed High Commissioner. You know, something,
Philip Oxo.
When you were outside of your homeland and, you know, people like that reach out, and I remembered it was as a result of what we were doing at the MCC Awards, you remember? That the High Commissioner received his instrument from then, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Suraj Ratan Rambachan. And that event we had sparked the idea to do the recognition award at the High Commission. Mm-hmm. And you
yes,
were one
and we took it up from there and ran for it.
And you were correct. One who worked very, very hard behind the scene and putting that book together. And a lot of people don't know these things, and I'd like to say it. But really, it was an honor, and thank you for sharing that memory with me today. And Kapil, you know, hearing you, and I remembered, if I could talk a little bit about your son, who is no longer with us. Mm-hmm. And when I hear that son, Ma Darshan Ho by Sonu Nigam, it was I made that popular on radio because I got it from Shanti James. And we started to play it. And I remember that was a song that you were requesting, and I played it even before you asked for it, to bring a little comfort to you and Judy and your daughter on the passing. How long ago was that?
That was this is 21 years ago.
Wow, he would have been what, 25?
He would have been 33 this year.
Wow.
33. We never saw. Yep. But he's perhaps, as they would say, in a better place right now.
Yeah.
And I know, let me thank you. I mean, much later, but you
know, you always listen, no need, but
time.
Even when I go to the countryside for a drive, I cross the intersection, I always remember how you and your family and that fun, happy day in the summer and the tragedy that struck. But my brother, God is good. You've been, and I know you and your wife and your daughter still continue to grieve and, you know. So I just wanted to remind you and, you know, remember that because I had that song lined up to play. So thank you, my brother. Thank you very much.
Great. You take care of yourself.
You too.
All the best again, Richard. Thank you.
This is Shabnam Radio, and we are listening to some of our callers. We had Mr. Shilan Durga, who watches us and continue right now on the IPTV box. I'm not sure. I'm getting some message saying that we are not on the IP box. Well, I would suggest that you check your box. I'm going to check in a little bit. What might be the issue, but I see that a lot of people are on the box and enjoying the program, so maybe if you could refresh your box, I'm going to check on that in a little bit. But right now, here we go with, as promised, a classical hit, Bhojpuri style on Shabnam Radio.
Balamavane 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 kahe ratiya kahe ratiya na aile balamavane o balamava are balamava ore balamava kahe ratiya kahe ratiya na aile balamava re o balamava are balamava ore balamava din ban soya natiya mai jago din mane soya natiya mai jago piya nahi aaye piya nahi aaye mai hu amago o bala
As we say hello and welcome again to Rashid Bikam, my longtime partner, Rashid Tapi. Raj Prasad, another dear friend, a man who has been doing so much for our community. Well, it's unbelievable how many people want to get some more and more and more of that. We will definitely bring you some more of that. Stay tuned. We have some unique ones that we'd like to share with you. So stay with us a little bit later in the program. But right now, I just wanted to play this selection for my friend Bim Ramdev, also known as Beta Lal. Beta Lal, how are you doing, my brother? Everybody know Beta Lal from Trinidad, from by Ali Shop Long Day. He was one of the best painters, straighteners in all of South Trinidad, I could not tell you about. And he's now here in Canada, Quick Auto Collision Service. You can find him there at 308 Gary Avenue in Toronto, Bim Ramdev. Let me give you his telephone number. 416-837. Now, a lot of people from Laramie might want to give him a call. So I'm giving a little number. Hook up with my partner. 416-837-4082. That's Quick Auto Collision, open, owned and operated by Bim Mahadev, and at 308 Gary Avenue, Toronto. 416-837-4082. Now, you could come back on Facebook and rewind it and check it out if you miss it. Anybody from Prince's Song, Cedar Hill area? Anybody who used to pick up the newspaper back in the, as long as you remember, reading editorial. You might have remember reading strong editorial letters from a gentleman by goes by the name of Dr. Harry P.T. Charlie. Harry P.T. Charlie from Cottage Trace, South Trinidad. Well, Dr. Harry P.T. Charlie passed last week. His funeral was last week. And I forgot to mention it to those of you who would remember him. He was a dear friend to the South Trinidad Hunters Group. He was secretary at one time. And a community activist, a political activist, a man who, you know, used the pen to express himself. And he was well regarded in that circle, political circles. He worked very hard alongside Dr. Ramesh Muthu, Anselm St. George, and many others. He was a member of the Democratic Labour Party. A big, long history of political activism. But he passed, and I just thought I wanted to mention that to those of you who would know him. Another person passed last week from Laramine, opposite the Laramine Masjid. Roshini Maharaj, I know her as Maharaj. That's the daughter of the late counselor Dudnat Maharaj. And most of his family live here. Her family lives here also in Canada, the GTA, to her brother Rafi and her uncles and Jai and the rest here. We wanted to extend our sympathy indeed. And just wanted to pass that note on, the message, so those of you from the Laramine area at least would know who I'm talking about. But back to Brother Betalal, I want to dedicate this election to you, sir, and hope God continue to bless and keep you and your family.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing His song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing till the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh
going out to Bitalal. Quick auto. God's blessing going out to you, my brother. Well, one of the reasons I never went on Facebook is because when I have to get distracted with some of my friends that I see that it's watching and all that, so I didn't. So now we're on television, which was what you were watching. We're doing our TV show and radio show on at the same time, and now we are just, you know, doing it like that. So I would take some time now to say thank you to some of the friends that I have watching. Pandit Donnie Samla, thank you very much. Joyce, I don't know where Joyce and Mo, I saw them in Tobago. They were having a great time. Boy, I tell you, you know, Tobago is my new home now, eh? And it's nice to see some of the pictures, a beautiful picture. You guys seem to be having a lot of fun. Enjoy. I'm not sure if you're back yet, but Joyce and Mo enjoying the classical. Miss Farida Sa, thank you, my sister. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Donnie, Pandit Donnie Samlal of St. Madeline is watching. He sent us blessings and joined from Trinidad. Thank you, Jai Sitaram Pandit. If you could give me a call, please, Panditji. Also to Aisha Jamaluddin. She is another girl, sister who went to Sunday school with us. Angela DeBanza, out of the William Osler Hospital. Welcome and thank you for your kind words. Mr. Bacchus Sicharan, thank you and welcome. Mukesh Shri Prasad, how are you doing, brother? It's been a while and thank you very much. Naresh Dial, this is the Mukesh singer. You know, when I wish you could call me. Mamu, give me a call now. Let me sing a song here for me. Great Mukesh singer. Love that guy. And of course, his wife Maureen. We continue here with the program. So let's take a short commercial break. And, you know, there are some really great companies that advertise with us over the years, and we want to let you know that you could drop by and visit with them. So if you know anything about some of the people that we are working with over the years, like Lapakan. Lapakan has been with us now for as long as I can remember. In fact, Lapakan, I want to tell you this. Lapakan, when I started the TV program, never been on TV as such, except for when Mr. Shea Ali had us on for, I think, 10 minutes. So I try to remember the name of the show, Shea Ali, on Vision TV. So I started to figure out, let me do my own thing on TV, and took a chance and on CTV. And Dr. LaRose at that time was the manager, and they were able to secure, without knowing if I could do TV or not, 2 months upfront payment so we could be on television. Another gentleman was Mr. Sukram Ramkisoon, Mamu. You know, so we had some help, and when I started this program also, I just also wanted to say hello and thank you to, in the early days, Raymond and his wife, Auntie Vid, of Raymond Variety Store. And of course, Charlie's, they were there with us also. Well, thank you very much. Here we go now as we tell you about some of the other advertisers on our program with our thanks and appreciation. We want to hear from you and continue to work with you.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Introducing famous astrologer and spiritual healer in Canada, Master Sairam. Master can read your past, present, and predict your future by reading your Patra with the science of horoscope. Name, date of birth, and picture. Master Sairam helps in solving all problems permanently. He does Havan, Lakshmi Pujas, Vedic Pujas, and much more. Master Sairam is an expert in removing all kinds of evil and negativity, especially generational cases. Don't delay for the results you need now. Call 647-768-9635 or visit Master Sairam at 767 Markham Road in Scarborough.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
And now this breaking news just in. The famous Roti Roti Toonie Tuesday is back. That's right. You heard it here first. The $2 Toonie Tuesday is back at Roti Roti for limited time only. Check them out from this Tuesday for the Toonie Tuesday at Roti Roti. Call or pick up 416-745-9208. Roti Roti, where no roti is made before it's time.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air free. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Visit lapakan.com.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.